the minute for today is a Jewish mother is mispalel for her children at the time of Halakas Haneris and other related matters. Is minag Yisrael. This doesn't say Shulchan Aruch anywhere that when a Jewish woman lights Ner Shabbos, what does she do? She says a tefillah for her children. Where does that come from? It's very hard to trace this minhag. It's really, really hard. So it appears, someone said that it comes from a Zohar. And it's not even really clear where it says in the Zohar Parsha Vayakel that the Zohar somewhere seems to have said this, that when a woman lights Ner Shabbos, the or of the Ner Shabbos is a me'ain of the or hagonus la tzadikim la asalava. Ki ner mitzvah v'toyra or, and that light of Shabbos is a light that's mesamel toyra, and it's an eis rotzain of Knesset Shabbos. She should use that opportunity to be mispalel that her children should be nene from that or, not just the physical or of that, oh, now we have light, we're able to look a little, we can see, but the ruchniyistik or of that Ner Shabbos should go to her children, and the children should absorb the or Torah, ki ner mitzvah, the Torah or. Now what's very interesting is that in all of the literature that I read about this minog, it says very clearly it's not only for her children, she should be mispalel for her husband. So you have to ask your wives if they're mispalel for you. That's what it says. It says all over. They do it. I don't know. Ask the average woman. I don't know. Ask the average woman if she's misspelled for her husband.
Yes, for
everyone.
Yes, everyone. My wife goes too.
Okay. But you always. I think in Project Inspire, I saw not so long ago. Not this one. An older one. They have all these videos for and they focus heavily on Ner Shabbos, and they focused heavily on the Jewish woman praying for her children. And in that video, as I remember it, and this is like a very big video shown all over the world, they didn't mention anything about the husband. They were silent for the husband, but this is something which is very interesting. And that is one important idea. Another reason is because, and this is not only when it comes, to an Indian of Ner Shabbos, when your person does a mitzvah, it is an eis rotzon. It's a time of goodwill when you do a mitzvah. And any time of goodwill is a time to be mispalel that the Eis Ratzon Hashem should accept this moment and bless those who need bracha. Everyone needs bracha. And if especially in this situation where you have a combination of doing a mitzvah, it's an Eis Ratzon, Halakas Ner Shabbos, it's an Eis Ratzon mitzvah, and the or of Shabbos, the ner is mesamel ki ner mitzvah v'torah or, certainly it's a time to be mispalel that this or should be mashfia on her husband and upon her children. You find when you do any mitzvah, that it's an esros and by bris mila, when a child is crying, you should say mizmor vav. Mizmor vav is lamatzech ala shminis mizmor vav, the shminis reference to bris mila. Anytime you do bris mila, you have by the sima shas. They said that it's brought down in many places that a time of a sim is a very holy, it's an ace rotzain. One of the only thing I criticize the Agud, I don't have any criticism for them, but I really felt, it's not who am I to say it, but they start mincha and they say Tehillim, and then they have the program and they have the seal, they have Mazel Tov. I feel they should say the Tehillim after the singing and dancing. They say the Hadron.
But they wouldn't get as much money.
What?
They'll
get another kibbutz because who did the Tehillim? The same one who did the Tehillim did the Mincha. So they can be mechabit someone else to do the Tehillim. And they should do the Tehillim after they finish singing because that's a Merdeka Eis Ratzon. So instead they had Rabbi Freyan got up to speak and was very tired. If they would say Tehillim then, it's unbelievable Eis Ratzon, Yehi Hashoah Hazoh Sha'as Racham V'Eis Ratzon Milufanecha, I think that Tehillim would be much, much more powerful, much more meaningful, and especially it's brought down. It's brought down the Zman of Asim as a Gvaldiga Eis Ratzon, and it's not just for Halakas Ner, it's true when it comes to any mitzvah that a person does, he can be mispalo. Okay, let's go to another idea. Now this I find, this made a very great impression on me. Many, many years ago, the tefillah of the Chazon Ish composed a tefillah that mothers should say for their children. especially when they light Ner Shabbos. And it's also seen in Lag BaOmer. Lag BaOmer is also very great Eisrus for many people on the custom, a Kabbalistic custom, which I don't even know where it comes from. Maybe when they will talk about it, is Lag BaOmer, you take the children to Meiron or not Meiron, and you do the Chalaka, and you cut off the hair for the first time, the 3 years old. It's a very, very big minhag. And when you do this, you bring a child into Chinuch, put on a yarmulke, a tzitzis, so on and so forth. And parents at that time should be mispalel for their children. And even in the article put out a very beautiful book, Lag BaOmer. It's underrated. People don't know how good that book is. Well, part of the series of all the Moadim, there's a book, Lag BaOmer. And in the back of the book, they actually have the tefillah from the Chazon Ish. And it's interesting how this tefillah, written by someone in the 20th century, this is not a tefillah that goes back from the time of the Tanaim and Amoraim, it has gained popularity. It's very popular. What is the Nusach HaTefillah? And that's probably why it's so popular. He doesn't ask Hashem that Hashem should give this child, bolt of lightning should come down and boom, and should be Yirah Shemayim and Ruach HaKodesh. His tefillah is Hashem should remove all of the distractions that would otherwise allow a child to naturally come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's an amazing tefillah. I'll read to you in a moment. Again, what would you expect? That's what I was expecting the first time I read the tefillah. Hashem should bestow upon this child Ruach HaKodesh and should be inspired to learn Torah and to study 20 hours a day. No, none of that. Chazon Ish, 20th century, only died, how many years ago? 60 years ago, a little bit more. What's the Nosach? Yehi Ratzon Milufanecha, Hashem Elokeinu VeElokei Avoseinu, Shetarachem Al Bini, the mother is speaking, she shall have mercy on my child. V'tahapoich Es Lavavo, should turn, should transform his heart, L'ahava, to love, uliyir eshvach, that's standard, to love and to fear your name, the lishkoid b'soyrascha hakidoyesha, and to be diligent in your holy Torah, the sasir milafanov, and may you, Hashem, remove from my child, kol hasibos, all of the causes, hamoinos, which prevent also him, mishkidas Torahscha hakadosha, from diligence in your Torah. V'sochin and v'sochin, may you Hashem cause, prepare, es kol hasibos, all of the causes, hamevios, that bring l'sarascha hakadosha. Unbelievable. Kimat, nothing to do with Torah. Be mispalo, to remove the distractions, and to be put in a good environment. And nimela, if no one is pulling him away from Torah, he doesn't have the nisyonos of things which draw him the wrong way, and he has good influence and good friends, a good environment, nimela he'll develop into a Talmud Chacham and a Yoreh Shamayim. It's an incredible tefillah. It has made a very great impression on many people on how to approach. Life is not so complicated. We think in order to accomplish in life, you have to have billions of dollars, and you have to have brilliant mind and all these supernatural things in order to accomplish. Chazon Ish is nonsense. You want to accomplish, just get rid of the distractions. If you get rid of the distractions and use the average mind and the average koichos that a person has, you could accomplish things that no one could even imagine. No one can imagine. Just get rid of kol hasibos hamoinos oisoi that prevent him mishkidas ha-torascha ha-kedosha, and prepare for him good sibos, good causes that bring him l'day Torah. That's the tefillah. Some women, it appears, from what I've read, I don't know, they actually have this nusach from the Chazon Ish, and they say this every Friday night. It seems that it's become extremely popular, this nusach. You can find it, I don't know exactly, you can find it for sure in the Lag BaOmer book, in the article, but you can find it in other tefillos books. There are certain books, you go into the store, they have like a collection of tefillos, different in Yonim, for sure you'll find it somewhere. Okay.
Now, as a side point, when you said before that Zuchus Imahos, Lol Tamu, so, you know, when we say Zuchus Avos, then, you know, it's sort of about.
When a woman davens, it's a greater tefillah because she has within her the schus imos. She is linked to the imos. It's a beautiful idea. Now that we've said that Zchusi Mosla Tamu, the Kayach of Tfilah of a woman, is there's a famous bar after one of the rabbis that he said that you're not allowed to start. There was a certain part of Tfilah they had to wait for the women. And he did not allow a real heavy duty Hasidish rabbi, he did not allow the shots to begin until all the women were ready. They had to come from somewhere, or they, and they asked why? Shari Demos Lo Ninalu. The gate of tears is never closed. Women, they cry. Women have a koyach of bechia, and you need in shul and the yom leirom, you need the shari demos to be in operation. So you have to wait for the ezras nashim to fill up and the women to be ready. Shari demos low the whole year round. The whole year round, tefillah and tam chazal. You just mispalel and you're answered. The zman hazeh doesn't work like that. You need the tefillahs have to be accompanied with demos for them to work. Noshim have the koyach of demos, shari demos, lo ninalu. The edus noshim. Okay, now we come to another idea. This is just an example of a little bit of some stories, a little bit of so just forgetting anything over here. One thing you probably heard 100 times, I'll just repeat anyway, but first thing is the Belza dynasty. I'm sure you've been there at Shul, you've seen the Belza Beis Medrash, the Belza dynasty. Where does it all come from? So it seems it all comes from a woman. The mother of, I don't know the yichus of Belza, I'm not into these things, but it says here, her name was Maras Rivka Miriam, Belza. Yes, the Belza chassid. Who is Rivka Miriam? They'll tell you she is the mother, the aim hamelech. She is the source of bells. And it's brought down, the reason why she was zoicha to this whole dynasty that we see today, this incredible dynasty, is because she would not light Ner Shabbos until she gave an enormous amount of tzedakah. It was her custom. Before every woman, it's another minute, many women have a pushka, and before they light Ner Shabbos, they put money in the pushka. So she, it was her cause not just to put money in the pushka, she would actually go out to the community, people that needed, were poor, would distribute food for Shabbos, things that they needed, and only then would she come home and she would light Ner Shabbos. The story is that one week, someone, and they have all these names, heard her crying bitterly, bitter, bitter tears, Erev Shabbos, Bzman, Hadlokas, Ner Shabbos. And he thought, who knows what happens? Something terrible must have. She comes into her, why are you crying? What's going on? And she said, because I don't have any money. I've given away all my money this week. I don't have one penny. And I cannot be mekayim my minhag of distributing money to the poor, these poor people, before I'm light the Ner Shabbos. So this person, he went out of his way and he was able to lend her money and so on and so forth. And she was mekayim. And this very great tzaddik said, Muftachani. From a woman that cries such bitter tears in tzar, not being able to go into a hadlokas ner Shabbos, ki ner mitzvah the Torah are, before she is mekayim the mitzvah of tzedakah, she will be zoicha to have children and grandchildren to produce a shalshelas from her that will be mahader ki ner mitzvah the Torah are. And certainly you can say about Belz, what they have accomplished in Klal Yisrael, is certainly together, Kiner Mitzvah, the Torah, or all the various mitzvah projects, and Torah, you have to see what's going on there in Belz, it's unbelievable. This all came from Moras, Miriam, Rivka Miriam, Belz, she was the Eim HaMalchus. And the same thing is true for of Meir Shapiro, Daf Yomi. Where does Daf Yomi come? I heard an incredible shit. He really went to town, Rabbi Pesach Kroni. He spoke in Torah Vedas. Torah Vedas, they have an annual Asifa before Tisha B'Av, and he was the guest speaker this year, and he spoke all about the Daf Yomi of Meir Shapiro, and then he elaborated many more details about the mother of Meir Shapiro. The whole Daf Yomi really comes not from Meir Shapiro, it comes from his mother. And what was the story when he was a small child, and they moved from one city to another city, and Meir Shapiro, all of a sudden he sees that his mother's crying bitter tears. He never saw that before. He was very shaken up. How come his mother is crying like this? So he said to his mother, "Mother, why are you crying?" So she said to him, "Because when we moved in advance, I hired for you a malamed. when we were in this other, he have all the names of the cities. I don't these things. I don't have any shaykhs in these cities. When we lived in the other city, he had a malamed every single day. He came to teach you Torah. I knew we were coming here. We needed new malamed. So I went through great effort to hire to find the best malamed, and I'm paying him a lot more than we can afford. That he should come and learn with you every single day. You should be a Talmud Chacham. And we've arrived, and the malamed's not here. I paid him in advance. Everything was arranged, and the day is almost over. And this means a whole day will have gone by and you will not have learned Torah. No learning. And to me, that is the greatest pain. It's like a dagger in my heart to see my son go a day without learning Torah. And this made such a roshan on Rav Meir Shapiro. You cannot go a day without learning. He conceived of this idea later in his life. How important it is every single day is Torah, Daf Yomi. Everyone, the whole Klal Yisrael should learn Torah. And now should learn Torah, they should learn the same Torah. There should be Achdus in Klal Yisrael. And from that came the Daf Yomi.
There's only one problem.
Yeah,
this,
yeah.
Because the idea was the Chot Kever Rebbe who approached him.
There's a lot of their versions.
It's a natural.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, I don't know the answer, but he went. He had a lot of more details. He had a lot more details. He has a lot more details. He says he also put this up.
He approached him because if he would have come with this idea, Chassidim would fly. They wouldn't accept it. And by the way, historically, what the beautiful part of it is.
Yeah.
That Rav Meir Shapiro spoke to the Chofetz Chaim.
Yes.
And the Chofetz Chaim
told him
whatever it's called.
Come right.
And he came late.
He stood up for him.
He stood up for him. And then everybody wanted to know who is this guy.
The Chofetz Chaim is standing off.
That's when he introduced the Dafyomi.
Right. So there's a lot of politics. Right. There was a lot of opposition. The Chofetz Chaim was very in favor.
It would not happen.
In Miami.
Right.
And then
the Chofetz Chaim is what?
The Chofetz Chaim, there was a lot of opposition to the Daf Yomi, because in those days people learn a lot more than a Daf a day. People who can't learn anyway are not going to learn a Daf Yomi. People who can't learn anyway are not going to learn, we know that. And people who could learn, they used to learn a lot more. Rav Kook used to learn 70 Daf a day. Can you imagine, Rav Kook? 70 Daf a day. He was so brilliant. So, people a lot more. A Daf a day, this is what's going on. It's this English day. So there's a lot of opposition. Chofetz Chaim held no. It's a very good thing. It has to be done. But who's going to respect? Rav Meir Shapiro was only 36 years old at the time. No matter how brilliant he was, a 36-year-old person, no one's going to listen to. So he told him to come. It wasn't a Knesset Gadol. It was about a private meeting.
Really?
It was about a private meeting when it was a preliminary meeting to the Knesset. That's what I heard.
Okay.
It was a preliminary meeting where they were first going to arrange what they're going to talk about by the Gedolei Yisrael before what they're going to talk about by the Knesset Gedola. And all the Rabbanim were there, the Gedolim were there, and Chofetz Chaim told him, you're going to come, I want you to come B'davka at this specific time. And when he came in, it was only the Rabbanim, the Gedolim, and Chofetz Chaim stood up for him. And they were all shocked. Who is Chofetz Chaim standing up for? And then they appreciated he was. And then Chofetz Chaim was able to push. But that also wasn't enough. Even after he presented, there were many things that were presented to that Knesset Gedola. I think 14 resolutions were made. And nothing became of any of them. Everything was bottled. All the resolutions. And this also would have been bottled, the Daf Yomi proposal. And it's only the Imre Emes, the Ger Rebbe, the night of Rosh Hashanah, he picked up, he asked publicly for a Daf. Maybe Chofetz Chaim told him to do it. We don't know. We don't know all the details. The Lamor, the Imre Emes, the night of Rosh Hashanah, he asked publicly, bring me a brachas, Daf Beis. What does the Rebbe want a brachas? I'm starting to learn the Daf Yomi. If the Rebbe starts the Daf Yomi, and that was the biggest Hasidus in Europe, biggest Hasidus, the Gera Hasidus. No one came to them, and the Rebbe learns everyone. They took there was a line. How many Gemaras did they have? Like we have today, Gemaras there. They had five Gemaras, no Gera. They took a line. There was a line waiting to go learn the Daf Gemara.
And even then, it didn't really
pick up. Right, it took time.
So
there are many, many
in Israel,
factors.
It was not popular at all.
Only recently. Only recently. Only the last two cycles. Last two cycles. Not more than that. You know what made it popular? Mayor Kornfeld made it popular.
Who?
Kornfeld made it popular. Mordechai Kornfeld had a Koil Egan Hadaf. It created a very big stir. He has a lot of people don't get their credit that they deserve. For like I told you, one of the things I was so happy to see Mashas, they gave credit, they gave very nice cover, not enough, but they gave plenty of cover to Eli Teitelbaum.
Yeah.
And you know, it's very sad. Yeah. It's very sad that he only got after he already was Nifta. If not for Eli Teitelbaum, there would not be 90,000 people in their life. No way. There would be a Nisium. Maybe now we would be holding in Madison Square Gardens 20,000 people. It would not be 90,000 people.
Absolutely.
And it's him. It's all him. And his name was never mentioned. Nothing, zero. And finally now, in MedLife, finally they gave him cover, and they put pictures of him, two pictures, they showed him at the controls, and anyone who was there in the early years that's brought back memories of the Dialadov, now it's already, it's a whole different world today, but he's the one that really, but the Daf Yomi, so there are many contributing factors. There's the Imri Emes, and it was the Meir Shapiro, and it was the Chofetz Chaim, and it was his mother. There's no question about it that the mother of the of Rav Meir Shapiro contributed greatly to this story. Is a true story to a certain degree. It had an effect. Exactly. Yeah. The other. What was his name? Chinuva Rebbe. Sharkov Rebbe. He also contributed. And then there's also here. I remember he presents. I don't remember the details, but Rav Pesach Kron, how Rav Meir Shapiro's mother came to someone in a dream. There's a whole story. He told him that night, the night of Rosh Hashanah, that she was honored in heaven for what was beginning to take place. And that was only, why was she being honored? Because she also contributed. So there are many contributing factors, but it ties in very nice into this idea of the bitter tears the mother has for her child, that he should be matzliach in learning.
The subject,
yeah?
I spoke to somebody who spoke to a Talmud of Omer Shafir.
Yeah.
And he said that the Daf HaYomi was only intended...
Balabata?
No.
For?
Just the opposite.
Oh, Talmid HaKhamim.
They were not... Balabatim was...
Anyway, one
was. It's not today like a Balabata.
Right,
Balabos
right.
Goes to Shir.
Exactly.
Balabos was... Forget it.
Forget it. Exactly.
Yeah. It was for the Yeshiva Shavuot.
Right. In addition to the whole Talmud should be literally Achdus, there should be Achdus, and there shouldn't be Mistach Yisoyim.
If he goes from one town to another, he has something to
talk about.
About a boss, forget it.
Yeah, okay. Today, just like, okay, there's a lot to say about this. Okay. All right, so we'll stop here with this. This is, there are a few little things which I think this is enough for now. We'll just do a little bit of the Daf Yomi. So this we'll conclude with this in this topic. Tomorrow we'll do the topic of kissing Chefse Mitzvah. Kiss a mezuzah. Kiss a minute. The minute doesn't say in Shulchan. You kiss a mezuzah. Do you kiss a mezuzah? Not necessarily. Kiss. You touch the mezuzah. You kiss some. Very again. You're not supposed to kiss. Only to touch the mezuzah. And what about kissing tefillin, tzitzis, sefer Torah? So we'll talk about kissing your finger. Why are you kissing your finger? Your finger has kedusha. You touch sefer Torah and you kiss your finger.
Yeah, no.
Your finger has kedusha.
Okay. Then you touch.
Okay. So we'll talk about that in Mirat Hashem tomorrow.